Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right, I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
Very perfect. So previously on Muslim Lady, we've been talking about the kind of life that you were meant to live, but then things happen, life happens, and then you miss it. You feel that there's something they could have had, but now you don't have it because of a special sort of a condition or obstacle that was put in before you, so that it would just divest you from being the one you wish to be. So as for now, we've been coming to this point that you should actually focus on yourself, on what you have right now, and make the best out of it, because maybe that was a journey you were meant to go through in order to make the best out of it when you come to it and be much more proud of the accomplishment that you're going to create out of it. Now, I would just want you to tell us, Sister Zainab, about... Okay, something has been missed from my life. Now, how can I just cope up with this feeling, with this idea and thought that keeps haunting me?
Yeah, for example, I wanted to go for education, but life did not offer me with the paths. I had some societal pressure, I had financial pressure, or I had some other pressure, family constraints, for example. So we started with, there are always way outs. Like, it's never, ask yourself, like, it's not never too late to learn. Like a person can learn from a cradle to a grave.
Exactly.
And enroll yourself with the courses which are available, enroll yourself in the workshops, and join the study circles, for example, if you wanted to go for education and you were not, because seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim in Islam. And then we were talking about jobs. We said identify your skills and network with people so that you can just work in a way like as if you had to live forever, and work for the hereafter as if you're going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those were the things for that. And also we talked about beauty, and we said focus on self-care, redefine beauty for yourself. Some of the more missed opportunities, for example, I would say many, many women I have spoken to, they say, like, I wanted to be a good mother. You know, they feel like this is a... Because motherhood is a really a noble role, but many women feel like they fall short of their ideal motherhood due to the time constraints they have, due to the work they are into, due to the stress, sometimes due to lack of knowledge. For example, today we have a lot of Islamic upbringing books, ahadith, knowledge, but they didn't have. So they, at one point of time, they feel like, I wish I was a good mother, I have missed this opportunity. So yeah, it's never too late. I would again say, seek knowledge, learn about parenting techniques, learn about child development through books, through courses, through the serials, through the programs that are, through the podcasts, through the experienced mothers. And also focused on the quality time, like even small time, but consistent moments with your children have really lasting impact. And we have this hadith that paradise lies under the feet of mother, we should never undermine this. This really, Islam has elevated the status of a mother, and it's never too late to practice those things again. Another thing is like, which usually women complain about, that...
What about keeping that other thing after the break?
Yeah, I don't mind.
So we keep it like a cliffhanger in here, we go for a break, and then we'll come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear ladies. Well, this is Muslim Lady Sisters, and Abba and I are talking about the opportunities that you missed, but you can compensate for that.
Sometimes you feel like, okay, the partner I have right now, I have missed this opportunity.
Yeah,
I
think, yeah. I've made a hell out of my opportunity.
Yeah, but again, in such a situation, it's not necessarily always that the someone that you're living with has always to align with your unmet expectations. You have to talk about your expectations always. We said about that in the previous episode.
Try for it.
Yeah. Communicate.
Yeah, communicate.
Talk about it. The revelation was only for Prophet. It was not after Prophet. So nothing is going to reveal to him from the heavens. So it's you.
He's not
going
to get what you mean from the look of your eyes.
Like, and you, it's you who has to communicate. And still, if you feel problems, like, you know, you can go for patience, you can practice patience, or like, literally, I think communication does have its great impact.
Yeah, it could be.
And then you can go for other strategies as well and consult advisors, consult trusted people who advise you, counselors, yeah, in resolving those things. And also, like, I was hearing to this thing in a podcast lately when a woman said that we must be thankful no matter how my husband was, because that person has agreed to spend the rest of his life with you. That's a big thing. Seriously, that's
like
a big deal.
Like, I have accepted too.
But I have
It's a mutual thing.
Yes,
we
but
both
I have,
are,
I
we have both to... officially, we both officially signed out for it.
Yes, but let me look for the positive points in my life. Let me look for... But yes, if it's something that's hurting consistently, like as we said earlier in the cycles, it's a cycle process, then I have to look for other way out.
Exactly. Like, but if it's a toxic cycle, then you have to go for some other solution.
Right. Hope is always there. There should
hope
be always,
is always
hope.
There. Yeah. The point is that hope is always there.
Yeah. And for example, like me, I have one of the regrets I often have is like, but I would not see it as an opportunity that is lost. You wanted to manage the household. Yeah, like, don't think like some women, only women want to fly. They want to be outside. They want to just be, you know, extroverts, out of the box.
Yeah.
No. For example, me, who is out all the time outside the home, I sometimes wish like I wanted to manage the household. I really feel like a great, my relatives told me lately, like, I don't know, we saw your picture having receiving an award somewhere, so you might be really feeling great on cloud nine. I said, I really feel on cloud nine when I cook at home and when I clean my room. Seriously. So yeah, managing household requires organization, a balance, and also patience. And that's a dream of many women who
But that's not a thing that they will feel like they lost and they missed that opportunity.
But seriously,
because
some
it's
women,
always there.
I know, but the women who are overwhelmed, really.
Yeah.
Because in that, you also lose the chance of parenting. You also lose the chance of...
Well, you know, there are many things, I guess, many other elements and factors into... mingled, interwoven to this discussion
it's
that you're bringing
I'm not
up.
Just, I have to actually elaborate it a bit. I'm not just talking about the women who are overwhelmed with work and do not have the time for the household. I'm also talking about the women who are belittled food they cooked. Okay?
Yeah.
They make efforts at the home. But they are in the family. They have people who would not appreciate what she cooked.
Exactly.
So she feels
sacrificed.
Like she missed the opportunity to be a better household.
Oh, well, no, I can't relate to that idea pretty much, because usually what happens is that a woman would sacrifice her youth, would sacrifice her personal happy life as
Indeed.
A daughter, and
these
then get
things
into
are
a marriage.
There. These things are there, but do you have appreciators all the time?
For sure. In any field, you would never have appreciated
right.
for everything
so I'm
you
saying,
do.
Like, if a woman has put all her efforts and is doing all that, but yet she does not... Most often, she does not find an appreciator. She just has, okay, you're not even...
Then she would feel that, okay, I missed my youth.
I have met these women. The partner does not even belittle. The partner does not even say that, okay, the salt was less or more in the food. But he does not even say thank you.
Yeah.
So when you're not even appreciative, when you're not saying even a thank you, this woman has a feeling that I have lost an opportunity to be a good homemaker.
No, I don't agree. Well, they actually devote all their life. It's a kind of investment, like you invest your youth, you invest your personal aspirations on a trait that is family making. Then you create that family. Not only your husband did not know how to appreciate whatever effort you have taken to build this family, but also your children even. They also are not going to recognize the investment of a girl who is right now their mother, who is a wife, who is the engine of the family. By forgetting about her youth, now she's the mother, and they even degrade her for not being a mother like other mothers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, always in the lost, what you see as a lost and missed opportunity, there's also a way of another opportunity.
For sure, yeah. So now this mother can have a new perspective, can
new
build perspective, her own
identity try new
again
things
and again.
And think positive.
Yeah.
You don't have to always think like, okay, I didn't get appreciation, so that's why I have missed an opportunity. No.
No, this was my choice.
Involve them in the work. Tell your husband, you cook. Yeah. You help me in cooking.
Exactly.
Okay? In the recent, like, let me tell you a joke. In a recent, there was this Women's Day. My husband was like, what do you want? I told him, I want you to cook for me one day.
No, not that.
No, literally, you know, all that needs efforts.
Yeah. Oh,
sometimes you have to make a man realize, what does it take? After that, interestingly, my husband was appreciative. He told me, I don't know how you stand here, but the heat, the gas, the things, the mixing up things, putting spices,
the creativity,
I have a
everything.
Huge headache now. I was praying to God, may Allah give you more strength, may Allah mm-hmm. give you more health. How do you stand here?
Yeah.
So, yep, you know, sometimes you yourself have the tricks to make them realize.
Mm-hmm.
It takes efforts. General, there are so many things where we feel like we have missed an opportunity, but like for general way out, I would say reflect on the things, identify your aspirations, identify your goals that have remained unfulfilled, and ask yourself why.
Yeah.
Okay, when you are reflecting on this thing, acknowledge that both external limitations and internal hesitations, try to work on them,
mm-hmm.
try to see what can be done, because it's not the end of the, you know, end of the life here,
end of the world. That's not
world.
Atomic bomb.
Yes.
You're not killed, you're not paralyzed, you can change everything.
Sometimes you also have people to belittle you when you talk about your goals. It's usually because you share large goals with them and you usually miss opportunities because you have always big dreams. I would say break larger goals into manageable tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Even small efforts can lead to significant change over time.
Yeah.
So support yourself and surround yourself with the friends and mentions. Surround yourself with the friends and mentors who align with your values, who can guide you, who won't tell you, oh, that's a big goal, you will never reach that. Break that into small tasks and inshallah you will reach that.
And dream big. Trust in God and dream big. That would be, I guess, the gist of today's discussion. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you to our listeners for staying with us. This was all that we had for today's episode. Until another episode, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. Something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.